checking. A baby goat.
What?
Born in the womb, full of music and the hope. Oblivious to the drama and the things that people spoke. I think karma gonna get them every time they want the smoke. So I take a step back to figure out the game it shows. Everybody got a story they gon' wear on their coats. And yes, me being the little homie knows.
What?
On the word to step when it comes to stepping on the people's throats. Ha-ha. The flow goes manancing the words.
And there we are with a great track from Ayla. Looking forward to more new music from her. Ayla is gonna be at this really cool More Music, Less Violence show happening August 22nd at the Altamont Fairground. And with me in the room right now is someone else who's going to be there, Jackson Simpson. Jackson, how are you?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Chris?
Good, man. I'm so glad you could swing by here. I'm glad we get to meet and have a chat and sort of, I want to learn a little bit about you.
Yes, sir.
So you're going to be at this event too.
Yep.
What does More Music, Less Violence mean to you?
It means really just let's dance, let's have fun, let's not worry about all the violence and leave all that somewhere else. We're just trying to have fun and have a good time.
Maybe even trying to sort of get people on the table together, not thinking about we got to be going after each other.
So, yeah. Let's just all come together as one, have a good time, just get the party started.
And this is a pretty all-encompassing crew of folks who are going to be there.
Yeah.
Could you sort of list off some of the folks who are going to be there?
Hollywood Herb's going to be there.
Yeah.
Like you said, Ayla, a few others. Yeah, definitely look out for Hollywood Herb. He's going to have a great set.
And DJ Hollywood, of course.
Yeah, DJ Hollywood is on the ones and twos. He always shuts it down. So,
and you know. Lennox is going to be there. Do you know Lennox?
Lennox, yep.
Yeah. For those who don't know who you are, Jackson Simpson, they maybe know you as Jackpot, perhaps?
Yes, sir. Yeah, that was a kind of an older name that some of my close friends might know me by and maybe some of the early supporters. But just switching to my regular name more, just trying to be more professional. And just as you get older, things change. Mature a little bit. Talk about different things, you know.
What drove you to sort of give yourself the moniker of Jackpot back when you did?
That was a nickname that my older friends in high school kind of gave me. So I just stuck with that for a while. And it was just a funny name buddies give to each other.
Did that sort of influence the music that you made?
Yes.
Having that funny name?
Definitely, yeah. That was more of a kind of a different style than what I'm doing right now.
Who would you say would be on your list of major influences for the kind of music you're working on now?
Michael Jackson's a big one. I mean, Michael Jackson had a bunch of hits and I never heard him swear once in a song, so. As far as more modern, I like Steve Lacy and just a bunch of good artists. House music, I'm a huge fan of. And you could take it back to the old rock and roll days of Jimi Hendrix back in the day was a big influence for me. Red Hot Chili Peppers, really just good music.
So the music that you're making now, are you the entire, do you perform all of it? Or are you making beats? How has this all come together?
Yes, sir. I actually just had a show on Saturday night at Perry Lane's in Johnstown, and it was a great time. Did a DJ set as well as perform a few songs. I get beats and instrumentals from my friends, as well as I produce my own music and just find stuff on the internet, stuff like that. So really, I kind of do it all. I record myself, make beats, DJ, rap, sing. This is what I love to do, and I just like having fun with it.
The words that you use, those are words that you're writing. Are you looking at this sort of as almost a poetry that's put to music, or
not as much as poetry, as more as just self-expression?
Okay.
And getting stuff maybe off my chest, out of my mind. You know, taking a view of just the world, what I see around me, maybe things, experiences that I've went through, my friends have went through. And just the overall human experiences I see and just putting it on tracks, you know, for me to enjoy and, you know, hopefully people to relate to as well.
All right. So we're talking with Jackson Simpson. Now, Jackson may be known to some of you as Jackpot previously, but he's moving forward. He's changing himself up a little bit.
Yes, sir.
He's going to be part of More Music, Less Violence, a show that's happening at the Altamont Fairgrounds on August 22nd. There's a long list of folks who are going to be there, and you can go to the More Music, Less Violence website and see all about it. It's really, really quite cool. All of the folks that DJ Hollywood It's like everybody he knows, he finds somebody who does a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and he ends up making a show that you would think, that's not going to go together very well. And they end up being like some of the coolest shows you ever get to walk into. Speaking of which, you're going to be is it Jackpot and Friends for the show or Jackson Simpson and Friends? How are you doing this?
Yeah, I'm going to have my close friend Gray Mizzy, who was also on the Take Me Down to Stewie song. He's going to be performing with me for a few songs, and we're kind of a team right now, just going out, doing shows and,
nice,
you know, having fun like that. So it's going to be me as well as Gray Mizzy. Take me down to Stewie's, take me down to Stewie's. Take me down to Stewie's, take me down to Stewie's. Take me down to Stewie's, take me down to Stewie's. Take me down to Stewie's, I swear that my life a movie. Take me down to Stewie's, cause I need something to eat. Take me down to Stewie's, put 20 and pump 3. Take me down to Stewie's, cause I need a little ice cream. Go home, go to sleep and have a nice dream. Wake up in the morning and I do it again. I cop a egg witch for all of my friends. I ain't never drove a Rari and I can't afford a Benz. But $50 at Stewie's gonna feed the whole fam. Take me down to Stewie's, take me down to Stewie's.
You put it on the table, you brought Take Me Down to Stewie's. Tell me, how did this song come about?
This song came about because I made a song about mac and gravy, which is a dish that is served at a local place where I live called the Johnstown Diner, the Miss Johnstown Diner. Kind of famous out where I'm from. You know, if you're from Montgomery County or Fulton County, you've probably ended up at the Miss Johnstown Diner after a long night, and you probably had mac and gravy. So it was just a funny song I made about a local place, and people really started to enjoy it and, you know, were sharing it, showing love and stuff. So I just thought if that did that, then a song about Stewart's would get a much wider audience as well. And it was just like really funny to me.
It is pretty funny. Were you expecting it to kind of take off the way it did? It's kind of blown up a bit. You got on the news and everything.
Yes, sir. My goal was for it to blow up and stuff, but I did not expect
what happened, huh?
Everything that happened. Yeah. I mean, going into it, you know, I told the guys who collaborated on the song, Azel and Gray Mizzy, that no swearing on the song. Don't talk about anything too crazy. I want to be able to get on the news. I want to be able to go on the radio stations. I want to be able for the kids to enjoy it. So don't say anything bad. So that was kind of the goal.
They followed the rules.
They followed the rules. They were a little bit confused at first, but I told them, just trust me. And they did, and, you know, they're really good sports about it. So
that's awesome. All right, Jackson, tell me, have you heard from Stewart's? What did they say?
Yes, sir. I heard from Gary Dake and some people from the marketing team. I actually had the chance to meet up with Gary at the Hageman Barbershop.
Nice.
Shout out to everybody at the Hageman Barbershop. Thank you, all you guys. Thanks to those guys, they really set it up with Gary that Gary could come, and at the same day we all met at the barbershop. Gary met all the guys that were in the video, and he was really just happy about it. He gave us some free merch and, you know, a few other things, and he was just really thankful, and, you know, he's a good guy.
That's sweet. That's wonderful. What do you hope for next? I mean, now what's your next target, I should say?
My next target? Well, I just dropped a little mixtape / album on Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube, all that good stuff. It's called Party of One, and that is under my previous artist name, Jackpot. So that's J-A-C-C-P-O-T. So J-A-C-C-P-O-T. That was kind of my next drop, so to speak, after the Stewart stuff. I wanted to give people some more music so they could know, like, yes, like, that Stewart's is a funny song. Like, I like to have fun as well, but I also do this too.
Very cool. Jackson Simpson's with me, and his next stop that we know for sure is the one there at the Altamont Fairgrounds on August 22nd as part of the More Music, Less Violence. And our pal DJ Hollywood sent me the list. This is a list. I mean, look, you got you, and you got Lennox, you got K Supreme, you've got Lace, you've got Ayla Chiar. Doc Horton and the J Street Band going to be there. They're doing a cool set. What do you say? You said Hollywood Herb. That should be pretty cool, right?
Yeah, Hollywood Herb's a heavy hitter.
Yeah, and Christine Bile, I see, is on the list. This is some list. It's August 22nd. More Music, Less Violence. You can check it out online. DJ Hollywood is very active on social media, so you'll see a lot of stuff happening there. Where should folks follow you online?
Well, you can start with a Facebook. You can find me on Facebook at just my regular name, Jackson Simpson, spelled just how it sounds. And I'm also on Instagram at Yo Jackpot. That's YOJACCPOT. Also on TikTok as Yo Jackpot as well, spelled the same way, at YOJACCPOT. Or you can just look up Jackson Simpson. I'm sure a funny video of Stewart's might pop up or something. So, you know, I'm out there just trying to spread the word and have fun.
Well, thank you for coming by and spreading the word here. Jackson Simpson with us. Can we hear that Mac and Gravy song, do you think?
Yes, sir.
All right. G5Q.
Come on, man. Let's go.
This right here is my snack. If you ain't ever had it, boy, I'm sorry, but you whack. From the 518, buy my food, I never play. It's the best of state. Don't believe me, try a taste. Mac and gravy, mac and gravy. All the girls looking at me like, boy, you so crazy. Mac and gravy, mac and gravy. Taste so good, make you wanna slap a baby. Mac and gravy.
Tastes so good, I can't get enough. One ball in and I'm already stuffed, said it don't take much, it gon' fill you up. Every time I'm in J-Town, I gotta show love. Stop at the B's, say what up. And shout out to Josh, cause he cooking up.
Yeah, he cooking up.
If I'm eating mac and gravy, I gotta have my salt and pepper. When I get that first bite in my mouth, let me tell you, nothing's better. People talking, I don't hear them. When I'm eating, I be vibing. My girl just told me, pull up, but I can't leave my mac and gravy. Mac and gravy. All the girls looking at me like, boy, you so crazy. Mac and gravy. Mac and gravy. Taste so good, make you wanna slap a baby. Mac and gravy is the best. Upstate of mind, got it tatted on my chest. People hate on me and they judge the way I dress. I can afford Gucci and I do not drive a Lex, but I still got my mac and gravy. Mac and gravy. All the girls looking at me like, boy, you so crazy. Mac and gravy. Mac and gravy. Taste so good, make you wanna slap a baby. Mac and gravy.
Yo, don't knock it till you try it. It's pretty good.
That's Jackson Simpson with his song Mac and Gravy, and I've decided that we need a little bit more information, and so I'm picking up the phone, and right now I'm calling DJ Hollywood. Hey, Hollywood, where are you?
Yes, sir. What up, man? Currently, if you really want to know, man, I am en route to DJ Expo, man. Fresh off the cruise, hitting the islands with the family, and right back to business.
Whew.
Yep, MVP Arena was a blast, but next stop is the Altamont Fair.
Nice. Altamont Fair, that's right. That's on August 22nd. Jackson Simpson and I were just talking about that. And, dude, you pulled together some of the coolest shows. How did you pull this one together?
Man, listen, man, great people make great things happen. And that's really the answer for that one because, you know, I never ever got a chance to go to the fair, but I am super blessed to be able to, you know, get booked to produce a phenomenal lineup from 6 to 9 p.m. We're taking over the Altamont Fair. More Music, Less Violence is coming to town.
Awesome. Are they going to get you some fried Oreos?
I hope so. I'm a funnel cake kind of guy.
Oh, I love funnel cake. Yeah, yeah.
All the sweets and all the prizes.
DJ Hollywood, tell me, what is More Music, Less Violence? What's the whole idea?
Yeah, man. Great question. More Music, Less Violence is a community arts initiative. It's also my nonprofit founded in 2020. But since 2020, what things kind of pivoted to is, you know, people basically book me to produce events and curate lineups. And, you know, I do that through bringing the community together. It's all positive music, you know, no cursing from the artists. And yeah, so, you know, like I said, it's just bringing the community together through music because where there's more music, there is less violence.
Awesome. All right. Let's have you tell us a little bit about this lineup because you've got quite a number of folks who are going to be playing here on the 22nd at the Altamont Fairground.
Yes, man. We have, man, who we have? Christine Bile, who just came from her show recently. She was in Europe performing, and she was tearing it down overseas. We got Precedence representing Saratoga. We have Ryan Carmelo from the 518. We got my guy Hollywood Herb, who's representing Newburgh, who just turned up with us at the MVP Arena this past weekend. We have Doc Horton and the J Street Band coming to give you some Motown sounds. The young and talented Asha, Ayala Chiar, one of my favorite artists in the 518. It's been dope to see her just traject and, you know, keep on giving the people what they need. Lace, Jay Aves, Key Supreme, Swanky Hendrix, and they're all representing Royal Majestic Entertainment. Then we have one of my other favorites, Lennox. I'm super excited to, you know, see her perform. And, of course, my guy Jackson Simpson. And he said he's bringing a couple friends, so I'm super, super excited. And last but not least, my guy Prez. DJ Prez is going to be holding it down with me on the ones and twos. You already know your boy DJ Hollywood's going to be in the building, man.
That's going to be magnificent. And this is all happening at the Altamont Fairgrounds, August 22nd from 6 to 9 p.m. How can folks find more information? So we've talked a lot about it, but where's the best place to go?
Yes, yes, yes. So we are currently revamping the website, but the goal is for it to be up by the time you either hear this, or if not, then by the time the day of the show, which is August 22nd. So, but in the meantime, follow us on Instagram. We're trying to increase our digital presence there. So follow us on Instagram. That is More Music, Less Violence. Exactly how it sounds. No dots, no underscores. More Music, Less Violence.
Fantastic. Hollywood, you're the best, man. Keep rocking.
Hey, Chris, always a pleasure, man. And listen, I'm looking forward to that WEXP and More Music, Less Violence collab, man. I'm ready when you are.
We got to do it. We got to do it. Enough talk, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. He's gonna feed the whole
fam. Take me down to Stewie's. 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 I swear that my life will move.
Wait, so 91 to Octane. I'm kind of a big deal. Pushing P my rock chain. Ain't got no time to waste. I'm about to make plays. I gotta do my thing, cause there ain't no other way. My life is like a movie. Mic check on the scene. I got some juice. I hit the store. I need some ice for the drinks. Man, I'll be skating going hard, but this grind it for free. Man, what? You might need an application. Lucky store.